Mufasa,
Darth Vader, and Bleeding Gums Murphy are all the same person.
Who's that third person?
Bleeding Gums Murphy, The Simpsons.
Okay.
Lisa's mentor for the saxophone.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you're not a diehard Simpsons fan like I am, which we won't get into the Simpson theory, but they predicted Capitol Hill storming. Anyways.
They predicted a lot of stuff.
So there's an episode where Lisa's kind of lost and trying to figure out her whole music thing. And she goes outside crying. I think Bleeding Gums Murphy had just died, which was her mentor.
Mm.
But she goes outside crying, and Mufasa comes out, and this guy's like, remember who you are. And then Darth Vader shows up and like, Lisa, I am. And then Bleeding Gums cuts him off and like, no, guys, this one's mine.
That's great.
They're all voiced by James Earl Jones.
One of
the great voice actors of all time.
Put them up there. Morgan Freeman.
They put them up there with Morgan Freeman. The end.
I was trying to remember the guy's voice that like voiced Goliath from the Gargoyles. He was one of the orbiters from Halo. He was in Destiny recently as well. Oh,
another good one is good gracious, it slipped my mind since I thought of it.
Are you in good hands? All say
Doctor Strange.
Oh,
because he played Smaug.
Yeah,
he played Dormammu.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah. So, wait, he was the voice of Dormammu too. Yes. That guy has range.
Yes, he does.
And like, I knew about Smaug because like people were calling him Bendy Dragon Cumber Smaug.
And I think like because you put me on to Sherlock,
yes,
the series. And when I saw him, I was like, oh, he's all right. And then I started to see, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, this guy does his thing.
Quick draw. Robert Downey Jr. versus...
This is not the time.
Yeah, we just started the episode. We haven't even done the intro yet.
Quick draw prematurely.
Premature quick draw. Oh, no!
Your girlfriend will be ashamed of you. Banter.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Sparta.
Also a great voice actor. This is Leave Your Powers at the Door.
Let's try again.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Leave Your Powers at the Door, The Quiet Storm. I'm your host, The Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris.
I knew that would get you. Excuse me. You deliberately disobeyed me.
It was worse. You put the podcast in danger.
Cue the band, damn it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I am your host.
Are you the co-host?
I'm your host, Roscoe. it's just so much laughter that we just brought into this one. I'm your host, Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris. Damn it. Yeah, I said it. What we got today, Chris?
Powers for today.
What's your power for today? Don't laugh.
Wait a minute. Did you say don't laugh so you can laugh?
Yeah.
This is disrespectful. All right, my power for today, I'm going to go with Snorlax.
Again? You've been Snorlax 3 times.
Yes, because I've been feeling it lately. A lot of driving. And, like, when I'm driving, I'm unstoppable like Snorlax. But then when it's over, I have to sleep. And I'm just cold to the world. Don't throw my Pokeball again. It's not going to work for you very well.
The Poke Flute will not work.
Oh, what's your power, Roscoe?
Honestly, right now, I'm feeling Luffy. One Piece, Luffy.
Oh, okay.
The other day, I just like kept eating, and I could not stop. Like, today, for example, I've had three medium pizzas all by myself, a sandwich from Subway, like a foot long sandwich, a chicken teriyaki.
Those are basically air, anyways. Go ahead.
Chicken teriyaki, flatbread, pepper jack, lettuce, onion, sweet onion sauce, and to kick it all off, some sriracha sauce on top of that. The onion and sriracha, you wouldn't think it would go together, but on flatbread, oh my God. And then that was all by 12 o'clock. And then I stopped by Steak and Shake. It got two of the like portobello onion burgers.
Man, you know how to eat.
Like, I was just hungry for no damn reason. Just mad cravings.
No, there's the reason.
I'm pregnant.
This season. Uh-oh.
I'm pregnant. I'm kidding. I'm putting on fat for the winter. It's about that time. Oh, about to be hibernating.
Is that the Winnie the Pooh meme? Have you seen that? Yeah. It's like, I didn't quite get my summer body, but I'm just in time for winter.
That's what I'm going for. That's what I'm going for. So, yeah. What we got today?
Today's a Disney-heavy episode. Let's dig deep into Disney. So, let's go over. We got this theme music of Disney. Which movie do you think had the best soundtrack? We're looking at Lion King.
I already told you.
Beauty and the Beast.
Tarzan and Phil Collins. I already told you. But no, if I really had to pick one, like the one of my favorite soundtracks was definitely like the Hunchback of Notre Dame soundtrack.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Especially when the priest was singing. Sorry, the cardinal was singing. And the Hellfire song. That song was about, man, I'm such a holy man.
On the podcast.
On the podcast.
You're such a holy man.
Man, I'm such a holy man. But I really want to fuck with that gypsy. That's what the whole song was about.
Man.
Like, Lord, forgive me. I'm about to sin. I mean, I'm a killer or something. I don't know yet. But so we'll find out, Lord.
While we talk about a hunchback, I heard that the Hunchback of Notre Dame, after the events of the movie, got corrective back surgery and later becomes Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
No. No. I mean, the forearms, yes, they match. But, like, Hunchback, halflings. Sorry. I'm getting my D&D stuff mixed up in here. I can't remember his name. Like his
Quasimodo.
Quasimodo Frodo. That's why. Anyway, Quasi Alfredo.
Oh, man.
Chicken. Quasi Alfredo.
Stop it. You're
chicken.
Making me hungry.
Our producer's cooking. Anyway, But no, Quasimodo was just too polite to turn into Gaston. I just don't think. Is there a reason behind it? Or
no, I think it was just one of those random
ones.
There's so many about Disney, like how Ariel and Hercules are related.
That is canon.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, if
Zeus
you pay
and Neptune are brothers.
Zeus and Neptune are brothers. And then, like, yeah, it all lines up. And then, what was it? The ship that Ariel swims around in and finds human things in was Elsa and Anna's parents' ship that crashed at sea.
Oh.
And they survived the crash later to give birth to Tarzan while they were deserted on the island. And so Tarzan would be the brother and the rightful king of Arendelle, the brother of Elsa and Anna. They're like, it all lines up.
Meanwhile, the parents were getting murdered by a leopard, but yeah.
And then also, then Rapunzel shows up, and she's their cousin, I guess?
At the wedding,
she's at the coronation.
Yeah.
So, like, Yeah, yeah.
Disney.
And if you pay attention, there's a lot of Disney princesses in the coronation of Elsa and Anna.
You know who wasn't there?
Who?
Pocahontas.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She wasn't quite singing with all the voices of the wind yet.
The voices were like, kill them.
Oh my gosh, a Pocahontas horror movie. The voice of the wind telling her to kill people.
And you kill with all the colors of the wind.
You can kill them all and steal. You can taste all their blood on the wind.
Creepy.
Oh no!
So, moving along. Another Disney movie. Which, we're going to get a little dark. But... Lion King.
All right.
Let's talk about Mufasa's death.
Mm-hmm.
And what really happened.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we know what happened. So, biologically speaking, like, animal kingdom-wise, there are only a few animals. No, sorry. There's only one animal out there that eat two?
Yeah, a hyena.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. Okay, two. Two animals out there that, like, straight up eat lions after they die. I mean, unless I'm really hungry, anaconda just slithers on by. But anyway.
Anaconda's not going to be in the middle of the Sahara. What desert were they in? They were in the...
Amazon.
They live in the Amazon.
Sahara, wasn't it?
Either way.
The savannah.
Savannah, okay.
Yeah. Sahara is where The Rock and Brendan Fraser are fighting right now. But anyway.
No.
But anyway,
only two animals that eat lions.
Yeah, lions and hyenas. So, after, you know, the whole Hakuna Matata scene, Timon,
long live.
Yeah, Licky. All that jazz.
Okay, good.
All that jazz. We had the I've Got a Lowly Bunch of Coconuts, deedly deedly. Zazu was singing that song, and Scar is like lip syncing with a skeleton. Now, you look at the rib cage that Zazu is in.
Yeah, and the skull that Scar has.
And the skull that Scar has is pretty, it's a lion skull. Scar ate Mufasa, dog.
he ate Mufasa, and not only that, Zazu trapped his advisor in the rib cage.
Zazu had to watch.
How traumatic is that?
Zazu had to watch.
And then he plays with the bones. Disney, you make some evil villains.
I mean, when you really think about it, all the early Disney movies were based on like terrifying folk tales from like different cultures. And you know, that's why every one, like Lion King 1, Mulan 1, so and so 1 is always great, but then 2, it was just a money grab. It always sucked and blah.
Hurts my feelings.
Mulan 2 shouldn't have been a thing. Lion King 2 shouldn't have.
What was Mulan 2 even about? I think I watched it when I was.
It was
like the whole movie was about her disguising as a man to fight, you know, for her father in a war. And I was like, okay, now they know she's a woman. Is she going to trick them again? Or like,
honey, I shot the kids again.
I was really a man. Disguised as a woman. Disguised as a man.
I'm the dude playing the dude. Damn it. We can't escape Robert Downey Jr.
but Robert Downey Jr., if you're out there listening, come back as Iron Man. We need you. We love you, 3000.
Anyway.
I'm just saying, that's the whole reason I watched the Marvel Universe. Like, Iron Man, like, yes, he held it together.
You know what? We're talking about Disney somehow.
Yeah,
technically.
It's still Disney. It's a Disney episode.
Somehow.
But like, all right, so going back to the classic Disney movies, though.
I swear to
let's
God.
Let's talk about another one.
Mickey Mouse is going to appear in the middle of the night and kill us.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Tell me about that one, Roscoe.
It was not just a kiss that woke her up. And that's all I can say about that.
Well, let's just be realistic to all the adults that listen to our podcast.
Oh yeah, he did some things.
Like, there's a sleeping woman and 12 men
no,
that work all day.
Oh yeah. Wait, are you mixing up? Are you mixing them up?
It's Sleeping Beauty. What? Oh, Sleeping Beauty is a different movie. We're talking about Snow White.
Yeah, Snow White and Snow the White. Dwarves. Yeah, Sleeping White. Beauty was just the one dude.
Both of them chicks were sleeping for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, the dwarves did some stuff too. In Snow White. Just terrible, like, folk tales, like, retold through time over and over and over again.
And then Disney remixed them and,
yeah,
happy-go-lucky kind of.
Yeah. But no, Sleeping Beauty, it was not just a kiss that woke her up. What about Aladdin?
Aladdin, which even the original folklore was one of my favorite. So originally in the folklore, it's three boys that found a lamp. And they all got one wish. Which one?
No. Sand. Sandwich.
Oh. Yeah, we're in the desert. Sandwich. Oh. But, like, they all got one wish each. And each of their wishes went horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. Which, if you really look up the history behind the genie, they were originally called the jinn. And the jinn were these demons that would come to you ready to fulfill your wishes, but they would twist your wish every time. And like, so then they just kind of, oh, let's make it one guy and make a friendly genie. But then, like, how Jafar was when he was the genie in the second movie, that's how the jinn usually are.
Mm.
And even the trick that they did to kind of trick Jafar at the end of the first movie, like, where they kind of like,
are you saying Jafar?
Jafar? Jafar?
Yeah, you're saying F or V?
It's an F. Jafar.
Yeah.
Far. How far?
Wherever you are.
Jafar? But yeah, like, so when he goes, you know, oh, the genie's more powerful than you, he can just take your powers away. And he's like, well, I want to be the most powerful thing, you know, XYZ. And then genie goes, oh, yeah, I'm the most powerful, but I'm in shackles. So I'll turn you into me and give you my shackles.
Boom.
Like, boom. And then he's like the most powerful being, but he's itty bitty
right space. Back into the lamp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, like, was it Pinocchio? Horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible story.
Story, yeah.
Pleasure Island. Which, like, it is a big part of the movie, and then people could just kind of glaze over. But they were trafficking children, turning them into donkeys, and forcing them into labor.
Wait. Donkey?
Donkey.
Donkeys from Pleasure Island.
Hey, you're going away for a smack bottle, but I don't care who knows.
I'm making waffles. Anyway, so, okay, so go on.
Yeah, so, like, when they talk about Pleasure Island, it was like they were tricking boys to come to the theme park. They get them drunk, and then they trap them and pretty much take away their humanity and then sell them off. Like, that is crazy to be in a kid's story.
Yeah.
And yes, Donkey was one of those kids. Donkey from Shrek was one of those kids.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, you might have seen a dragonfly. Maybe even Superfly, but you ain't never seen a donkey fly.
Oh, my God.
Which is explaining why he was so afraid of captivity. If you pay attention to that movie, every time he almost got caught, he broke down.
Yeah. Now that I actually, like, think about it, poor donkey.
Aww. Yeah, donkey can talk. Okay. I'm the donkey to talk.
Man. So, Myers, where are you? Well, since we're branching out from Disney a little bit, Pixar, DreamWorks, Shrek, all that jazz. Yo, Up.
Yeah.
The theory behind it is, okay, so in Up, the first, like, 5-10 minutes, you see his life, and then his wife dies.
Mm-hmm.
So, theory comes in where, like, he died a few days later, and the fat kid and the dog were his guardian angels taking him up.
Oh. All dogs go to heaven, so he would know the way.
All Dogs Go to Heaven was, like, terrifying, and I should not have been watching that as a child. Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
Well, one way to scare you straight.
Right.
Oh, boy. Right.
Like, that shit was terrifying. Like, yo, the Land Before Time. When the T-Rexes started attacking and, like, you saw his granddad fight a T-Rex.
Yeah.
No! Oh, my God! Okay.
But Disney, they are known for, like, these classic deaths as well, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, Mufasa's death. If you didn't cry when Mufasa died, I'm sorry, you're going to grow up to be a serial killer.
Right. Right. Right.
Dad.
That should be the
come
test.
Come on, Dad. Let's go home. That's the, like, that was, I was like, oh.
That should be the test. That should be the test. Watch this. Come on, kids. Watch this lion die. And then they, like, sitting there with their clipboards. That one didn't cry. Get him out of here. Oh, my gosh.
And then, like, so I think you were talking earlier. You said that the writer of Shrek actually got fired from Disney.
Yeah. He was originally working for Disney, and they fired him for reasons. Like, he just wanted to take too creative a spin on everything. So
he wasn't down with all the child kidnapping at the theme parks.
Oh, you know. And it's weird, a small world after
and
all.
And the weird symbolism in their movies and the hidden sex symbols and
all that.
He wasn't down for all that, so.
Yeah, because Roger Rabbit and Jessica Rabbit, that shouldn't have been a thing.
Ooh, boy.
But anyway,
Jessica Rabbit created a new pinup for a whole generation. Like,
her and Betty Boop, like,
yes.
Like, no, God, no, Disney, please. But anyway, or was that Warner Brothers?
I don't know who made Roger Rabbit.
Huh,
that's a good question. Something to think about.
Something to think about. Something to think about. But what was I saying?
You were saying Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, I wasn't saying that.
But like, we were talking about how the writer of Shrek was fired from Disney.
Yeah. So if you really pay attention, the entire Shrek movie is a giant middle finger to Disney. Because they were using, like, you know, the same fairy tales. Like, Disney can't, like, physically own word of mouth fairy tales. So, like, he was able to get away with all the stuff that he did, you know? So it was just a giant middle finger to Disney, and I loved it. Also, Kung Fu Panda, because DreamWorks. Just thought I'd mention that.
Get it.
That leopard breaking out that prison is the coldest scene I've ever witnessed.
Oh, man.
In a DreamWorks movie.
Now, I looked it up real quick for us. Roger Rabbit, they say it was originally a book, and then it was re-envisioned by Disney. So the movie was a Disney movie.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
In 1988.
Why did I think Warner Brothers? I think the art style reminded me of Warner Brothers. That's why. Huh. But that villain was like melting cartoons. That movie was wild.
all of them are. When you pay attention to Disney movies, it's kind of like, wow, what did I just see? Like, Disney runs deep.
Friggin' that.
And speaking of MCU, which is like why they were so well with the MCU, like, they've been doing the connected universe for a long time.
Yeah. You can see the Toy Story ball with the star on it, and like, if you look for it hard enough, you'll probably find it.
But yeah, like the Pixar connections, that's like the truck, by and large, and the ball are in like, and I think Sully's not in a lot of them, but he's like, Sully's in Brave. Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah.
And so, like, and the pizza truck is in Brave.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's,
you
like...
You see paintings of, like... You saw a painting of Maui at some point in one of the movies. Like, hey, wait a damn minute. And then it came out later. And then, like, Zootopia had, like, the car of the future. And then you saw cars. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, everything's connected.
Yeah, like... So, in the Disney verse, per se, you got... Instances like, I don't even know where to start with this one. So let's start with Frozen.
Mm.
So you have Anna and Elsa, right? No. Let's back it up.
Yeah, we already talked.
It's hard. It's hard to start with. So let's start with Tangled. So you have Tangled, where Rapunzel gets kidnapped, right, as a baby, and she's gone for XYZ time. Then if you consider that and think about that, and you wonder why they locked Elsa and Anna up
right
when Elsa started showing powers, it's because Rapunzel was their cousin, so the parents would have spoke with each other about that. And then when they saw powers come out of her, they're like, oh, let's hide her before somebody kidnaps her. And because you see Rapunzel in the coronation in Frozen. Like, she's there with Finn with right. the short brown hair.
Right. Right.
So she's there after the events of her movie. And then, like, you know that Elsa and Anna's parents died in a shipwreck at sea.
Right.
But when you really add it up, like, they survived the shipwreck and found Tarzan. A deserted island and gave birth to Tarzan and then got mauled by a leopard. Oh, we did?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had this whole conversation already.
On this one?
Yes.
Like, you were
reading the notes.
Yeah. But we started talking about that immediately. Well, either way, like, it's like they're all connected. You got, like, so you have Elsa, Anna, Rapunzel, and Tarzan. Mm-hmm. They're all related. You got Ariel and
Hercules
related. You have Simba and Nala related.
I mean, if you don't think Mufasa,
I had to throw that one in there.
If you don't think Mufasa was getting in with all them lions, you're wrong.
But it's just, it's crazy to think about how well connected it is, and like the stories just line up so well.
You know what? Well, you know what storyline got storyline got really dark really quickly as like the movies kept coming. Freaking Toy Story.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say, that's where I was going to go with it. Oh, my gosh. Like, was it four when they were, like, all at the furnace?
That was three.
That was three? Okay.
Three with the purple bear that was pretty much the governor from Walking Dead. Like,
I mean, like Sir Hug-a-Lot or something?
Something like that, yeah. And that was, I mean, even in one and two, like, no, one, Buzz realizing, like, oh, shit, I'm a toy.
Yeah,
like the crisis that was going through his mind at the time. Like, yeah, dog, that's what like Woody, like that's what Woody was trying to tell you, homie. Like, they've accepted it, you know what I mean? But like, and then like Woody and four just being like, we need to be with kids, like we gotta be played with, we gotta find a home, all that jazz. And then like saying, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna go after Mrs. Bo Peep. Hey,
I'm gonna go pee.
They were becoming more human, but like also wanted to stay true to their responsibilities as toys. It was just,
yeah.
Ew, oh my god!
All the while hiding it from the human world. Did that toy just move?
I think so. Run! It's the conductor.
Oh no!
Chris, I need you to write a new character for your comic book.
The conductor.
Make has the power.
There's gonna be nothing but catchphrases and memes.
Is this your stop, ma'am? Oh god. Just great one line.
Stop it right there. No, I'm conducting this robbery.
So he's a villain who making the conductor a villain?
He has to be.
Yeah, it sounds terrifying.
He runs trains on people.
No!
In every sense of the word.
The conductor has come back. Damn it. No! Anyway.
He's going to be a reoccurring villain in our new podcast going forward.
I'm going to write him into my TNT campaign.
Oh, god. Anyway. Okay.
Terrifying, Disney. You are. Yo, that being said, Disney's terrifying. Pixar makes you hurt.
Yeah.
Freaking Wally.
That, like, how long was he alone?
Like, all of humanity was gone, except for the ones that, like, got into space.
Yeah.
But, like, Earth was desolate, and his one job was just to clean. Like, that's a miserable existence.
But, at the same hand, let's talk about the humans that did escape Earth. Like,
they're fat.
You might think that, like, they were being pampered and everything, but they were being trapped.
Yeah.
The thing kept them fat, kept them stupid, so they could not.
Revolt.
Yeah. And it's like, the double-sided coin of AI. You make an AI that's designed to provide everything for you. That's its purpose. So in its logic, it's going to make you dependent on it so it can fulfill its purpose. And like, yeah, really deep God, stuff. Wall-E.
Yo, Inside Out, that all the emotions that, you know, you were feeling, the core memories and all that jazz.
I the train thinking, of thought.
Shut up. No. But no, like, that movie was like, it had me really thinking. I was like, damn, there are key points in my life that, like, if I forgot about, I wouldn't be who I am today.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild to really think about, that whole movie. Now, the one, because Pixar gets you, like, makes you cry at some point, when that pink elephant, like, was left behind, I was like, no, you were supposed to escape together. It was so sad. And I think the last time Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks, whatever movie, like, got me that hard was in Finding Dory, actually. At the near the end of the movie, where, like, all of Finding Dory is, like, she's looking to find her parents because she remembered. She, yeah, like, remembered she had parents. And then she found the trail of, like, pebbles that they were, like, adding one on to every time, because they taught her that trick. Like, if you get lost, follow these rocks and it'll lead you home. They never stopped putting down those pebbles. And then, damn, when they, like, swim up to each other and they hug, it got immediate tears. Immediate.
I just got to rewind a minute. So she remembered. I don't think remembering you have parents is something that could actually happen. Like, you were born, you have to have parents.
I mean,
you don't have to remember that.
She remembered they were alive or something like
okay,
that.
Okay.
You know, like, she wanted to go home. She wanted to go home. Yeah. And that's what that whole movie was about. She had friends. She started out in the aquarium. She had friends, and she got separated because, like, you know.
Even the first Nemo was really deep like that. I forget all the symbolism. No, like, the symbolism behind it, like, Marlin's name and Nemo.
Meaning nobody. All,
yeah, and so, like, it was like the idea was that in the beginning when that fish attacked, it killed his wife and all his kids, and the rest of the movie was about him emotionally going through letting go. That's why he's like, you can't do these things, Nemo, you can't. And then, like, he wouldn't let him go. And eventually he had to let him go. And then that's how he found his peace and was reunited with him at the very end of life. So, like, yeah. Really, oh, heartfelt.
I mean, heartfelt Nemo stuff. In Latin is nobody. So the movie was Finding Nobody.
Oh.
Bro.
It's like, good
gracious. Shark Tale. How do they get that fish to look exactly like Will Smith, though? Hairline, the lips, the nose, everything.
I think that's an animation trick they do. Because if you watch animated movies, the animated characters tend to look like the voice actors a little bit.
Oh my God.
I think it's so that the voice will actually make sense. They do that.
Yo, the Prince of Egypt, the biblical story, like Disney's take on the biblical story of, like, Moses and the Pharaoh and that whole thing. Guess who voiced the Pharaoh? Freaking Voldemort.
What?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. But I like the creative spin they took on it. I mean,
that one, people's beliefs. The Prince of Egypt, right?
Like, yeah. People's beliefs, all that jazz. Like, we've all read about Moses and splitting the sea, and, like, we've all read it. But that was a very interesting spin on the tale.
Yeah, like how, because wasn't he in the Disney story, he was actual, like, royal blood still.
Though. Right. So. And, oh my God, and the thing that got really dark with that whole movie was when he brought the plague down and then, like, he killed his nephew because he was the first born son. Well, like, he didn't kill him physically, but
was responsible.
Yeah, he was responsible for it, like, bringing the... Oh, my God. That movie just... I'm like, hey, yeah, I remember reading this. Oh no.
Another good one. Another good one.
Yeah, yeah.
The Princess and the Frog. There's a scene when they turn into frogs. No, there's a scene where they've turned into frogs and they're finding their way. They're still trying to figure out what to do and all that kind of stuff, just getting used to being frogs. But there's a scene where, like, I think a spider has a fly trapped, and the spider and the fly are talking, which is to imply that they were once human turned into animals, because there's other animals in it that don't talk. Only the ones that were once human and then turned into animals tend to talk. Like the alligator, there's hints that he was once human and was somehow turned into an alligator.
Was Donkey there?
Oh, Donkey. And what was it? Oh, Angeline. Mm. Oh, man. That made me cry a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he would always talk about it. Niggas are crazy. Motherfuckers are crazy. And then, like, he turned around and he dies. And sure enough, his light went up there with Angeline.
Oh.
Yeah.
He went to go be with her. He got my girl's a moon. Oh, no. Sokka from Avatar.
Or, what was the... Dang it, I forgot the name they used in Wolverine. Because it was she told him the story about the Wolverine and how he couldn't be with the moon and somebody tricked him one day.
Oh, yeah, that was sad too. Dang. All the while she was tricking him. Yeah. Hacking a bitch.
Good, crazy. You told me a story about somebody being tricked. You tricking me the whole time? You damn trick!
Hey, Chris.
Roscoe.
Quick draw. Yo, straight up 101. The cheetah, the leopard from Tarzan,
okay.
versus Scar. Yeah, who's he coming out on that? Because that leopard put in work.
Wait. Now, because let's go backtrack and talk about Scar for a second.
All right,
Scar, who did he fight? He didn't fight anybody.
But he fought Simba.
But he lost that fight.
Yeah.
The point is, that's not Scar's strong point. And he says it early on in the movie. So when it comes to brute strength, I'm at the shallow end.
But neither are leopards. They just got it all comes down to bite force.
What I'm saying is the leopard in Tarzan has so much ferocity. Yeah. If it's a one-on-one fight with Scar, he's going to destroy him. But if you let Scar use his means... Scar's not even going to fight him. Scar's going to set that up so he's trapped in some other
that
shit.
That leopard's going to end up fighting hyenas.
Get run over by Stampede. And then this is what I'm saying. Like, he didn't stand a chance against Mufasa, but he killed Mufasa.
Dang, you're right. All right. Shere Khan.
Oh, Lord. That's why I thought she was going the first time.
No. Shere Khan versus that leopard.
Oh man!
Right, because they're both, and I mean the Shere Khan, not from the Jungle Book, but from Mowgli, the darker,
the one with the scar across his eye
and the limp foot, and like that was just ready to kill everything. Shere Khan was about to kill all them wolves, but he needed to do it the right way, or they wouldn't have recognized him as a leader. He could have did it though.
I think Shere Khan's taking that leopard. That Shere Khan, that ain't nothing but a bullet.
The only thing that beat him was like a horde of elephants. Like that's what it took.
Yeah,
right. Well, I mean, they had to run him off, and then Mowgli took the fight. But still, Mowgli wouldn't have. Oh God. Who had the sad? Who do you think story is sadder, Mowgli's or Tarzan's?
Oh man!
Right, when you really think about it, like I mean, both raised by animals, they always had some animal that was a dick to them. Tarzan, Kerchak, and in the Mowgli story, Baloo was actually a dick to him, but like they were training them essentially. But and they always had a guardian. Mowgli had Bagheera and the snake and the wolves. So Mowgli had a support system.
Then he had one of the bear that was helping him too.
Yeah, Baloo.
Oh, that was Baloo. Okay. Yeah,
but yeah, he was just trying to like toughen him up. It was tough love from Baloo in that movie. Tarzan, I mean, had his gorilla mom. And then he had Rosie O'Donnell gorilla. And then, and then he had the elephant. But that was it. And then he had, you know, Jane and the doctor. And then I forget the name. The guy with the shotgun. Tarzan Gaston. you know who I'm talking about.
He wasn't on Tarzan's side, though, really.
No. Just show me the gorillas. But, yeah. Who do you think? Who had it rougher? Because Tarzan almost got murked by that leopard day one. But, Tarzan almost got murked by the leopard day one. Mowgli's.
He had to survive with wolves and keep up with wolves and eat what they ate and move like they move.
So did Tarzan.
But gorillas, and so they don't move as quick as wolves. They don't move as much as wolves. They're not as fierce as wolves. Like, and then the humans are a little closer to gorillas. Like they swing from vines, they build tools. You know, they sit down to eat. Wolves hunt in a pack and like go almost anywhere and survive like crazy climates. Like, it'd have been too much
on a human body.
In real life, you're not gonna survive being raised by a pack of wolves. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like that's ridiculous. And if you do, you deserve the reward for being the toughest human on earth.
Krillin.
What is it? Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid. God, that show. God. Like they're like sitting there shivering as a thunderstorm is going on. Meanwhile, the camera crew is like eating a burger.
They're shivering over there. The camera crew got jackets on, eating burgers, drinking hot cocoa. All right, Roscoe.
So you're giving it the Mowgli as far as
we're giving
roughest
it the
childhood.
Yeah. Quick draw. Bam. So I got for you The Rock.
Oh no.
Versus CGI.
Wait, CGI as an entity? Like Jarvis has taken over the what?
Green screen. You saw what the Mummy did to The Rock. That's what CGI did to The Rock.
Is it Black Adam Rock? Is it Boat Cruise Rock? Is it Fast and Furious Rock? Like, which Rock are we talking about?
I put it this way. Do you think that you'll see The Rock as a CG character again, or was what happened when he was the Scorpion King in the Mummy movie enough to keep him away from CGI?
CGI is no longer in the contract for. I mean, they're gonna have to use a little bit in Black Adam, just a little bit, as long as he doesn't grow a mustache and a Peter Cavallum. Not Peter Cavallum. Who the heck is Peter Cavall?
Who is that?
Witcher, Superman.
His last name is Cavall, but now I can't remember his first name because of that.
Like, I was thinking about Peter Quill for some reason.
Peter Cavall.
Henry Cavall.
Henry.
Hey.
Yeah.
Peter Henry. Yeah. The R was that.
Yeah.
The R was.
Yeah. Yeah. Thought. That's really close. Not similar at all. That's really close.
Shut up. I want to say who.
Oh man. But, what color are those red fire trucks?
Red fire trucks. Yeah, like I don't think The Rock wants to do any more CGI shit. Like we all know Black Adam is coming. Like either like do we know if is it gonna be called Black Adam or Shazam 2? And Black Adam is in it.
That's unclear, very unclear. Mm-hmm. I mean, given the stardom of The Rock, I could imagine he'd want his own movie.
Yeah.
But if DC is smart and wants to do it right, I would do Shazam 2, have the Black Adam as the main villain in it, let him be defeated, but make his story, like, give something to his story to
do
make
an,
people...
Do an Aquaman thing,
yeah,
Wonder
and
Woman
make
thing.
People want to know, and then go back and do a prequel and describe Black Adam's full story with a prequel.
Oh yeah. Right.
I think that'd be really cool. All
right, cool.
But so no CGI.
No CGI. On the suit, yes. On The Rock, no. I mean, how much do you have the CGI on The Rock anyway? Just put the suit on him and attach the flying wires to him and you're done. Like, he's a freaking superhero already.
You think we're going to see the eyebrow in the Black
Definitely.
Adam?
Definitely. Like, Definitely. He's gonna shoot laser beams out of his eye while doing the rocks.
He's gonna do people eyebrow with a laser beam cut. Are we gonna see a rock bottom Superman? Yo, Henry Cavill Superman?
From the moon. From the moon, just the ultimate rock bottom.
If you smell all the way down. Me stand up with a rock. I mean, Black Adam is cooking.
And then Vince McMahon is in the corner, like, two thumbs up. Like, yeah. I miss Vince McMahon. Oh, man. No, he hasn't done a lot of, I mean, he's still, like, in the background of WWE, but he's no longer, like, the face of WWE, you know? So, man, that guy. Great actors, all of them. Rikishi.
Oh man. Oh, bowling for buzzards. Gets them every time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. We hope you enjoy Disney as much as we do, and we Yeah, Mickey Mouse is gonna come get us. The earliest Mickey Mouse cartoons was him being a conductor of a train.
Oh, no!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ran over by the mouse. I'm your host, the Roscoe.
Your co-host, Chris. And remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Cue the band for possibly the last time.
Cue the band. Oh,
ding, ding,
all right.
Ding, 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 ding.